Out Front, I'm King David McKenzie. The British lesbi-gay-trans news website Pink News reports that Eminem has agreed not to perform any anti-gay songs in order to appear at the Wireless Festival in London's Hyde Park in July 2010. The festival, which currently lists the openly bisexual singer Pink as its main headliner, was said to be concerned about protests from gay groups such as Outrage over some of the rapper's lyrics. The UK-based gay rights group has been vocal in protesting against homophobic singers, most recently Jamaican stars Buju Banton and Beanie Man. It last protested against Eminem in 2001, but when a deal was struck between all three parties to ensure there would be no anti-gay lyrics or protests, the singer agreed to sign up for the summer event. According to the London Evening Standard newspaper, a festival insider says, quote, "This is a huge signing for Wireless, and it will be the hottest ticket this summer. The organizers were afraid campaigners could potentially ruin the event, so there was a lot of to-ing and fro-ing, and Eminem only agreed to sign up when assurances had been made that there would not be any protests." End quote. And Tom Cruise is being sued over allegations of wiretapping. Magazine editor Michael Davis Sapir claims the actor hired private detective Anthony Pelicano to wiretap his telephone. In 2001, Sapir claimed to have a video in his possession that proved he was having a homosexual relationship with the star. According to documents filed at Los Angeles' County Superior Court, Sapir claims that Cruise hired Pelicano to spy on Sapir during the court case. Eventually, both parties acknowledged that the video did not exist, and the $100 million case was settled out of court. The actor, best known for roles in the Mission Impossible films and Top Gun, has been a controversial figure over recent years, in addition to promoting various programs that introduce people to Scientology. Cruise has campaigned for Scientology to be fully recognized as a religion in Europe. He has lobbied politicians in France and Germany, where the legal systems regard Scientology as a cult. In October, Oscar-winning film director and screenwriter Paul Haggis publicly quit the Church of Scientology in part over its support of anti-gay legislation such as California's Proposition 8, which revoked lesbi-gay rights to marry in that state in 2008. Out front at baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.